Hey, everybody. Welcome to Independence Day. This is a web exclusive. My name is Joe Armstrong. Thank you ever so much for listening. This week is a very, very special episode of Independence Day. I've got the conductor and artistic director for the LA Choral Lab, Mr. Michael Alfaro. Say hello, Michael.
Hi.
So great to have you, man.
Thanks.
You guys are doing such wonderful, wonderful stuff, and I've been so excited to have you on the show. This is very, very different from other things that we do on the show, but I love it. My background in choral music is long, and I like to think illustrious. I did win the National Choral Award
All right.
in high school out
Good
of the people
deal.
In my choir, but I think that's because I was kind of a nice guy, too. At least I...
it helps.
Part of it. LACHORALLAB.org is where people can learn about you and what you do. Mm-hmm. You're doing choral music.
Yeah.
Very traditional... largely understood to be traditional musical style, but you're doing it in a very, very new way. Tell me just a little bit about the ensemble.
Yeah, we're a 22-member professional chamber choir, and like our name suggests, Choral Lab, we really focus in on doing new music and experimenting with things in ways that people haven't done it before. So, you know, we're always commissioning local composers to write pieces for a group, getting that music out there, and just really providing really high-quality choral music to all of our listeners.
And you're performing in non-traditional spaces.
That's right.
And kind of bringing it into the... I always hate the bleeding edge. That sounds so stupid to say. But you're doing an art form that is considered to be, or it has largely been considered to be, something that's been stuffy and around for a long time. And you're doing it in very new and inventive ways.
Yeah, our March concert is going to be in a warehouse in the Arts District.
Exactly so, what I'm getting at. So, Michael, thank you so much for being on the show. I appreciate it so much. Tell me just a little bit about this piece. This is not 20th century. This is late 19th century.
Right.
This is, what's this piece?
Well, it's late 1800s, but it still goes along well with our Choral Lab theme. This piece is called Rowing Homeward. It's the fourth movement of Songs of the River by British composer Frederick Cowan. Now, Cowan was basically completely forgotten by music history. He was the opposite of the starving artist that's now famous. He had a very successful career while he was alive and then was mostly forgotten. As far as I can tell, no recordings of his choral music exist up until this set. I mean, not on YouTube or on any, you know, CD archives that I could find. A couple of his orchestral pieces and that's it. So we wanted to bring this music out of the, you know, 100-year-old archives and give it some life again.
Very cool, man. Keep doing what you do. Keep making beautiful music.
Thank
it's
you.
Fantastic. Michael Alfaro, the conductor and artistic director of LA Choral Lab. This is Rowing Homewards on Independence Day.
Rowing, rowing homewards, homewards on the flowing stream. Rowing, rowing homewards, homewards. Listen to the nightingale beneath the moon's fair beam. Rowing, rowing homewards.
Go home. Thank you, guys. We'll see you Wednesday.